Welcome to a brand new episode of the Z2 Podcast, where three friends gathered around a table with nothing else to talk about. As always, I am one of your hosts, Zach, and joined with me are...
Zach.
And Steven.
And it's January 2nd.
Ah! It's the most normal intro we've done in months.
Well, you know, I was in favor of doing a clip show to close out the year.
I told you, I'm not fucking editing that.
52
also,
episodes.
Shows do terrible.
Welcome to a brand new episode.
Nobody likes
clip or just shows. Like a remixed version of the
just
intro.
Like every single syllable is a different episode.
That would make it really interesting when we do the topic of the week part.
Also, be a pain in the ass to try and edit that too. Yeah. Just to kind of clip it, just so it's perfect.
Hey, look, if people can make Obama sing songs on YouTube,
yeah, but he puts like a good enough space in between everything that it made it easy.
All right, that's fair. So yeah, it's January 2nd when this is coming out, and we have nothing to talk about.
It is the dead time of the year until like mid-January, really, when things actually start happening.
Yeah. So one of the biggest things that we saw going around the interwebs is this, still talking about the Fox deal, because I think Kevin Feige announced earlier last week or the week before that they have 20 films planned on the docket for the MCU after the fourth Avengers movie.
And it makes you wonder, what are these fucking 20 movies? Because we don't even know what they are.
These were 20 movies before the Fox buyout.
Or if they knew the Fox buyout was going to happen.
Sure, there have been talks floating around for some
so,
time.
Like the Untitled Project. Just kidding. It's an X-Men project we knew all along.
So technically, it's been confirmed that Spider-Man Homecoming 2, whatever that's going to be, Spider-Man Winter Solstice, Spider-Man Sadie Hawkins Dance. What were the other ones that we came up with?
Spider-Man Fall Formal.
Oh, yeah.
Much like Eclipse Show, we're rehashing old material. And then we know Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is going to happen just because James Gunn talks a lot.
Are they really
going
to put it back to back, though?
Back to back?
Oh, you're just talking about the plan. I thought you were just talking about 2018. They're going to drop them. Like, how the hell would they get that out that quick?
So in 2018, we got Ant-Man and Wasp, Avengers, and Black Panther, I believe. And
it's everything announced so far, I believe.
Yeah, and the Into the Spider-Verse for Sony. / Marvel.
Which is like July or something?
No, it's December.
Oh, is it really late?
Yes. Along with Aquaman in December.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, Aquaman.
So those are all the movies on the docket.
Don't
and
Aquaman.
It brings up the interesting question. If there are 20 films planned, what the fuck are they going
to
do?
One of these has to be X-Men related, right? Fantastic Four, they got to do that, right?
And again,
if they get these properties back, they have to be fucking planning Fantastic Four and X-Men in some fashion.
Yeah, they have to do a proper Fantastic Four movie, like Doom done right. Doom!
Steven's favorite topic.
I mean, how can you do him right? He sucks.
Anyway,
just for you, Tim. Just for you.
Every single week.
So, like, James Tynan...
Last week, I admitted he wasn't that bad. Tim decided to read in between the lines and ignore that whole part.
It's just amazing we can't go a week without Tim getting upset about Doom.
Doom. Like,
his messages to us were saying Doom is awesome and then talking about me picking Doom as my favorite limited series. Nowhere in between did he mention, thank you for saying Doom's not that bad of a villain.
Nah.
I said it to appease you, Tim. Now, fuck it. Doom sucks.
Just like Ant-Man.
The whole thing.
Take that, Paul Rudd.
Get
anyways.
Fucked.
He did nothing wrong.
Neither did Eric O'Grady, but no one ever remembers him.
Touche.
Black Ant. Whatever. But, so, James Tynan, he had a really cool thing. It's like, if this merger goes through, what should happen is that the Fantastic Four go up to space in the 80s, their spaceship blows up, they're trapped in the Phantom Zone, and then they just return in modern-day society as the four of them and Doom.
Oh my God, so they still have their 80s outfits?
So it's so intense they went into the DC universe? Into the Phantom Zone?
Sorry, Negative Zone? Is that what they call it?
I don't know, some knockoff of the Phantom Zone.
Yeah. So that would happen. But now I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, if this merger goes through, because X-Men Dark Phoenix comes out this year too, if that happens,
potentially,
would that be like...
Does the Phoenix just like erase the old exactly, X-Men universe?
That's what I'm trying to think. I'm like, are they going to be like, nope, control, delete.
They essentially did that with...
Days of Future Past.
And Days of Future Past did the right thing. They self-corrected yeah. all three timelines like, into one.
Wow, nice X3 you got there. It'd be a shame if someone erased it.
But they had to get rid of the good stuff, too.
Like... Kind of.
X1 was good.
And it still happened.
But what? Yeah.
Kind of.
X1 still happened because Logan still showed up to the X-Mansion.
And X2 it technically happened because...
We still had Ellen Page.
Well, X2 happened up to a certain point. Because Jean Grey died at the end of X2 because she...
Was it X... I thought it was X3.
No, it was X2. She kept
came back in 3.
Yeah, she kept
the giant tidal wave.
Yeah, she kept the tidal wave off the... ship so they could fly away and then collapse it in and died and then came back in X3.
Should have used Namor.
So actually,
Nobody likes Namor.
I think I might know the exact point of where the timelines may diverge. Is up because they can't go to the base because Stryker wouldn't be at the dam.
So they would never have attacked the house in the first place.
Yeah. So I think it's up right before the house attack.
You're talking about
the canonical X-Men movie
in Apocalypse?
No, in
like X2. How the divergence, the timeline would correct itself. Plus, Magneto might not be a dick.
Yeah, so
the attack on New York may never have happened. But
yeah, because
does this mean he
help rebuild the X-Mansion? Actually, maybe I don't know where the canonical X-Universe is.
We just know where it ends.
Here's a bigger what if question: do they finally reveal that Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver were actually mutants all along, and they just called them enhanced?
They're going to have to correct things first.
Yeah, they got to fix a lot of shit that they like had to the work
way
around.
The way they built Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver is they were actually enhanced as someone went in
right.
and enhanced their...
They used Infinity Stone.
Yeah. So they're going to have to change it to where they were born mutants. So if they want to fully incorporate the X-Men, they're going to have to do some retconning.
Yeah, there's a lot they got to
do. Luckily, they have a lot of cosmic powers that can retcon shit.
So here's the thing. When they bring over the X-Men, do they recast the entire universe? No more James McAvoy. No Michael Fassbender.
I feel like they have... I don't know. Depends if they want to, like... That'd be a... Like, in terms of, like, a business strategy, that's, like, a really good negotiating tactic for... all the actors involved.
I mean, they don't necessarily have to recast Wolverine
at the same
anymore.
Time, Disney would have a lot of power over them there.
Because Hugh Jackman's negotiation conditions have been met. He holds Wolverine hostage until they join the Avengers. It's like, hey, Disney just bought Fox. Snicket.
Do I get to wear the costume?
I'm back.
And again, it's like, if we see this iteration of the Avengers go away, like... the mainstay, OG heroes go away. Tony Stark still appears in every goddamn movie. Would we get new Avengers? Would we even go, like,
Uncanny.
Sam?
Uncanny has the most mutants in it, doesn't it?
Well, Uncanny is the Unity Squad, where it's Captain America leading both Inhumans and mutants as the Avengers.
That would be a good way to
wasn't
do
part Old of Man
that.
Steve?
For Uncanny? For a while.
Yeah.
And then
Deadpool got
and then
involved. Steeble.
Yeah,
Steeble came around just after like the first year or two of that comic being around. And then if they're doing that, they could do Young Avengers and we can bring in legacy characters like Kate.
They
or
have
America
to start doing that.
Patriot.
They have to start doing that, don't you think? Like for 20 more movies planned, like people are just going to get fucking tired of seeing these same characters.
Well, and
at some point,
all of their contracts are up after Avengers 4.
They keep saying that, but they keep getting renewed.
But Tony Stark keeps coming back.
Say, Robert Downey Jr. is like, you want me back? Extend their contracts.
Do you think some of them are just tired? It's like, I hate being this buff.
Robert Downey Jr., the true god of Marvel.
I don't think Chris Evans is tired of it. I think he still like enjoys playing the character.
Yeah.
From what I've seen on Twitter and stuff.
So,
I mean, I really hope that's the direction the MCU goes of bringing in those legacy heroes. Like, I feel like Spider-Man might be the start of that because they saw how well, like, a teenage hero-based movie did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, that did really well. Let's start to weave in some of these teenage heroes.
Especially with the way Bendis wrote Spider-Man 5.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of that issue, Miles tells Genki, it's like, yeah, I met myself from this universe and he escaped into another parallel universe, but you know what? I think I'm done being Spider-Man for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, oh shit, what's his new name? And then if you look on like the back of toys at Walmart, it's Kid Arachnid.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just like how Spider-Gwen is Ghost Spider in the TV show.
Really?
Yeah, so in the newest Marvel Disney Spider-Man cartoon, it's Peter, Miles, and Gwen all in the same universe together. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, I want to like
this. It throws me off because
I'm not the target audience.
Don't they use the same animation as Spectacular?
No.
No? It's very similar.
It's very different. It kind of looks the same, but it's not Philip Muramasa.
You're talking about the ads that have been in Marvel books, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's still hyper cartoony.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of Spectacular, but not like one to one.
From what I've seen, it's not good in the slightest bit.
Yeah, it's like I'm not the target audience. I'm not able to like this. Yeah. It's the same thing with like Young Justice finally got announced for quarter four.
It's just like holy fuck, it's gonna take them that long to get this done. They've been working on it for like a year and a half, haven't they?
Well, according to, I think it's either Brandon Vietti or Christopher Jones, who has nothing to do with Young Justice anymore. I mean, he drew the comic. He has nothing to do with the animated, but that's now his mainstay. They were talking about how usually shows get announced after half a season has been produced. That way,
yeah, it's like, all right, it's ready to go soonish, mm-hmm, to keep the hype train going.
Yeah, and except when they announced Young Justice, they also announced Titans. And at that point in time, they didn't even cast the characters yet. They're like, Titans TV show's coming out to our web service. Here's the acting call list. All right, let's see what we got.
Who's going to come back? But, okay, so speaking of four, like, we have the X-Men. We have the Fantastic Four to plan.
Fucking Namor.
God, Namor.
No one likes
him. Has he even been a part of, like, the last 2 years of stuff?
Yeah, he got killed.
Oh yeah, it was in Secret Wars.
No, not in Secret Wars.
He was in that.
Then
he disappeared.
Fought against Sentry in something and supposedly died, but then later came back. And now he's joining up with Jean Grey and one of the Inhumans on the X-Men Red Team.
But
fucking Namor.
Again, I talked about how much I love Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel. We have the Captain Marvel movie. I think the best way to bring in some legacy characters, have Captain Marvel, like, at the end, like, have the crowds, like, cheering for her, and then you have the fucking shot from the comic, Captain Marvel 14, of just a silhouette of Kamala with all the Captain Marvel fan stuff.
Mm-mm. Better. She's flying down the street, and people are just running up to the window to go see her, and then you just see the back of someone's head, and you see her bedroom. That way they don't officially have to cast Kamala.
That's true.
But it's a big enough hint for people to be like, ah! It's the same thing with them.
And then you have a whole slew of movies you can do from that.
Yeah. Champions movie, Steve. Teenage Scott Summers.
They have to introduce so many more people before they do a Champions movie.
Well, they introduced...
Yes, but it could be another starting point, because then you have, all right, here's all the...
Okay, they've introduced Kamala Khan. Now suddenly, let's throw in Nova, Hulk, Teenage Scott Summers for some reason, Viv Vision...
So, we have the Nova Corps, just not in the way that it's supposed to be. We have Amadeus Cho's mom from Age of Ultron. And then in Civil War, they show his screen... No, not Civil War. Winter Soldier, they show Amadeus Cho as one of the little blips on the map along with Doctor Strange. Vision's already around, and apparently they're casting two twins for Avengers 4 to do the happy ending with...
Wanda
and Vision. So we might get Wiccan. Magic and I'd want to call him Quicken?
Wiccan.
Sorry, Wiccan, not Magic. The other one no one else cares about.
Yeah, I'm spacing.
But if we get Wiccan, we can get Hulkling, who could also replace Amadeus, maybe.
Yeah. They could do Young Avengers.
Teenage Scott, again, if the X-Men come in, recast.
Kate Bishop isn't hard to introduce. Not terribly hard. Avengers.
We're on Champions.
I fucking love Kate Bishop. America could be a little harder to introduce.
And
that,
punch.
That one's kind of out of left field.
But what about the right field?
Who's in the right? Let's see. Well, okay, you have a problem with that, because then if you're doing OG of Young Avengers, then you have
Patriot.
You have Patriot and
Cypher wasn't on it. He's an X-Men.
Case, not Cassie Lang.
It's yeah, Scott, Casey Lang.
Casey Lang, yeah. We have the. Oh, well, we have her.
She's
introduced.
In the movie. She's That's in true. The Ant-Man.
She's still too young, though.
But she got aged up in Young Avengers.
Yeah, but she was
got
still
hit
like,
by like an accelerated like 14 growth
or something.
Yeah.
And then there was the whole thing of like, oh, she can't be giant girl because it will blow up her heart.
Oh, shit. Wiccan's a straight up ninja.
Wiccan?
Yeah, he's got a sick scarf and a headband and everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's a ninja.
Yeah, he's a magic user.
Let's see, where's...
Then he learns he doesn't really actually exist.
Created by...
And then Hulkling wonders if Wiccan just created him. That plot line's great.
Magic.
It's like, is he real? We don't know.
No still. Wonder Disney doesn't want to touch magic with its 10-foot pole.
It's too many unexplained rules, but that's also the fun
Billy
part
Billy Kaplan
of magic.
Is the eldest of three sons born to Jeff Kaplan. Our lord.
Shout out to you, Jeff Kaplan, staring in front of the fire.
Awkwardly. Well, isn't it the same Wiccan?
Yeah. So he wasn't actually...
Billy Kaplan?
Yeah, he... Okay. So, let me get the whiteboard out. So, for a time, Wanda and Vision have these two kids. And then Vision lets her know, it's like, these children don't actually exist. You force them into reality. And that's what causes...
It's the lead up to
House of M.
Yeah.
So it's lead up to House of M. And after House of M, the reincarnated souls of her fake children turn into Wiccan and his twin brother. So Billy Kaplan and the other kid.
Jeff Kaplan. I love it.
Yeah, that's Billy's actual dad.
I just made that joke.
I know. I'm sorry.
So
I figured someone did. It's okay, fucking Jeff Kaplan.
I'm in the relatives Overwatch thing God. Of... All right, there's Tommy Maximoff.
There you go. It's Tommy.
Okay. And they're just showing a baby. No dual identity. So it's got to be a... Did they really just have... Oh, Speed.
Yeah, he's exactly like Quicksilver because...
Yeah, well, Tommy Maximoff is the made-up son, and then there's Tommy Shepard. Or no. Son who's deceased, and then reincarnated son is Tommy Shepard.
See, what they do is they, you know, once they bring in the mutants, they have House of M just sitting there for when they eventually want to do some weird reboot. So they just hold on to that and eventually lead up to House of M. But then voila.
It really makes me wonder what else they're going to do. Because every major Avengers film has been a mainstay comic book storyline. So it's like, all right, they're going to do House of M. Oh, shit, they're going to do Avengers versus X-Men. Oh, shit, the Inhumans that's still aren't like, so let's do that movie.
Do you think that's Avengers 5, then, is Avengers versus X-Men? If they somehow get them in, introduced soon
maybe.
Enough. It's possible. Well, I mean, what?
Not even soon enough. They still have Avengers 4 to get through, and that's
yeah, that's true. They got some okay, partially so they got, film. They got, like, right, what, but it's 4 still, or 5 years then?
Yeah, like at least 2 years off for Avengers 4 to come out.
Is it?
And then
a possibility.
They could easily do, like, because I remember that blew everyone's mind at the when they're announcing Phase 3 stuff, when it's like, Captain America, Serpent Society, I'm like, huh, neat. Like, something doesn't look right here, and then it clicks over to Captain America Civil War. It's like, oh, that'd be a dope reveal of, like, Avengers 5, Avengers versus X-Men.
Well, it's my dream when Kevin Feige's up there. We're here to announce Phase 4. It's the Avengers logo. Shifts in the Fantastic Four, and oh, it's like, there we go.
You're talking like a Transformers morph, like.
Well, it's like the Avengers font, and then it just like goes blurry, and then starts rotating, and then you get the black and white four.
Do you think we're gonna get more Fantastic Four reboots than Spider-Man reboots at this point?
We're at 3 on each.
Yeah,
right?
We're on 3 at each. Do you think this one, the next one, will be successful enough that it doesn't need a reboot?
I think Marvel realizes that the Fantastic Four have been screwed up so many times, they're going to do it right.
The only way to brand Fantastic Four as a movie, it can't be an action film, it can't be dark like Josh Trank did, it's a family movie.
Mm-hmm. I'll say the first Fantastic, not the 70s Fantastic Four, but the...
The Chris Evans.
Early 2000s.
Yeah. That was not a bad Fantastic Four.
It's super campy, though.
Yeah, and that's That's what they need to
that
go
was,
with.
That was back when they didn't know what to do comic book movies. It was still like, let's just make it really weird.
But that's what Fantastic Four needs to be. It's kind of more of a lighthearted film.
Which they've proven they can do.
You remember when they were like, Doom was out in the street, and then they broke the fire hydrant to freeze him in place after Johnny was firing?
The fire tornado around him, and then Ben broke the fire hydrant, and Reed made like a tunnel towards Doom, and Sue kept him contained while they made him into a statue.
Zach has no idea what we're talking about.
That's like the final battle of the first Fantastic Four movie, is they're on the street, Johnny makes a fire tornado around Doom to superheat the metal on him. Then Ben breaks a fire hydrant, they shoot the water at him, Sue contains him, and he turns into a statue.
But let's talk about Namor. Are they going to make him the King of Atlantis?
Or is he
going to be a mutant?
I wonder if they're waiting to see how well Aquaman does. Is this like, if people like this kind of movie, since, I mean, yes, they're different characters, but it's like,
you liked Aquaman. Now here's the Marvel knockoff.
Here's the Marvel version.
So who Kevin Feige's really on the phone, popular. And he's like, what do you mean he just wears a Speedo? What?
Wait, what do you mean he's got wings on his ankles?
What do you mean he looks like an elf?
But I mean, he'd be perfect because he's also obsessed with the Sue Storm. I mean, let's go.
Do you think we're going to get a good Galactus instead of the fart cloud that was the Silver Surfer one?
I don't know.
I'm still waiting for us. What Thanos are we going to get?
Yeah, what Josh Brolin...
Are we going to get like
shoulder pads and helmet or
no? Like,
are we going to get Homer Simpson?
Jim Starlin wrote, you know, he created Thanos on all the old school concepts and ideas. It's kind of funny because it's like, here's the Marvel version. And then Jack Kirby goes to DC and he's like, all right, here's Darkseid. And then Marvel's looking at Darkseid. It's like, all right, Thanos. And then DC's looking at Thanos and then we're like, Mongol. Like, he's just a character that gets ripped off repeatedly. But, like, the Thanos that's been in the comics recently has been, like, the more Mongol kind of, like, street gangster, I want to blow up the world.
Except he also has mind powers.
And then, like, Jim Starlin's Thanos was like, yes, I'm actually, like, the mob boss. I'm not any muscle. And then in Marvel, so Jim Starlin was like, I'm out. He's cut all ties with Marvel officially because of what's been going on with Thanos. And it's very interesting because, like, I guess Al Ewing tried to come in and it's like, yes, there's actually multiple Thanoses.
What?
Oh, I just saw some sad news.
Oh, no.
The Browns didn't get a single win this season.
Oh.
They lost by 4 points to the Steelers.
Factory of fucking sadness.
0-15.
No, it's 16.
Oh, and 16? I thought that was 15 games per season.
No, it's 16.
0-16, even worse. But hey, if you're a Broncos fan, at least we're not the Browns.
Yeah, the Browns are a special kind of bad.
Anyway, back to the
important stuff.
I know I brought sports into this podcast.
So in the Planes movie, we learned that World War II actually happened. So in the Cars multiverse, cinematic universe.
I was confused. I'm like, wait.
Does this mean that the suicide, like the nukes of Fat Boy and Little Boy were also sentient?
Fat
and
man,
it was like,
boy.
Sorry, whatever the nukes were called.
Oh, God.
Were those actually sentient? So it was like a suicide mission?
I don't want to think about this.
See, what I'm thinking, though, because it... So,
did we get a car Hitler?
So according to Planes, the Planes actually like were sentient in World War II, right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
What if that's when they became sentient?
Oh, God, the nukes caused it.
Because they had to have been built, and I think maybe the radiation from them testing nukes started making the vehicle sentient, and then they slowly decided, we don't need man
anymore. Wasn't there
anymore.
A crazy like fan theory that Cars takes place after like the human apocalypse?
Yeah. Yeah, every Pixar movie.
And then Wall-E is like...
Wall-E's
before Cars.
No, Wall-E is after Cars.
But Bug's Life is after Wall-E.
Yes, because it's humans left the Earth because the vehicles became sentient.
Oh,
and then after that world fell apart, then humans came back, and that's where Wall-E takes place, I believe.
And the bugs were exposed to enough radioactiveness that they came to life.
What are we talking about anymore?
I just wanted to throw everyone off.
I don't
sorry.
Fucking know anymore.
All right, but speaking of cinematic universes, we all know that
Pixar
Brave
timeline.
Brave is the beginning.
Yep. Cars. Yeah, the Cars universe takes place after everything. Somehow Toy Story 3 takes place after WALL-E. Wait, no. This is their release schedule.
Well,
that's not what... I was like, I'm so fucking confused. Say, how does Toy Story 3...
What kind of car was Hitler?
I don't know. A Volkswagen.
I was imagining a forklift.
Well, no, he's the one. Hitler's the one who like commissioned Volkswagen to be created.
Okay, so the good dinosaur goes first.
I mean, honestly, Car Hitler, like, we got Loli Hitler this year. Like, anything's possible at this point.
Then Brave in the 10th century. The Incredibles is 1950s and 1960s. Toy Story and Toy Story 2. Finding Nemo series. Then Ratatouille. Toy Story 3. Then Up. Then Inside Out. Now begins phase 2 of the Pixar universe. Of Coco. Unknown timeline. Then we get the prologue of WALL-E, then Cars 1, 2, and 3, then WALL-E actually takes place, then A Bug's Life, Monsters University and Monsters, Inc.
And then back to Brave.
Then back to Brave.
What?
Yeah, because after the world gets destroyed...
It resets.
It resets. Oh, because the old lady, from Brave, is...
Is Boo.
Yeah.
What?
Because she has a carving in her house of
Sully.
Oh my god.
See, at the end of Monsters, Inc., Sully has
discovered... Have you never actually seen this theory?
...that laughter and joy are more powerful emotions than fear. This ends the Pixar timeline at the moment of true harmony between humans, animals, and machines. However, Sully exposes a young girl who he names Boo to the monster world. Desperate to find him and remembering the power of the doors, Boo grows up to become a witch in order to find Sully. This is the same witch from Brave who traveled to the past to find her kitty... who looks like a bear, not realizing Sully lives in the distant future. The witch uses doors as portals, has items from various points in time, and even has a drawing of Sully in her workshop. For now, her story isn't complete.
Jesus Christ.
Pixar theory, yo.
They really just need to do a crossover movie. Like, we're praising Marvel for creating the cinematic universe. We didn't
even
throw
Incredibles into any of that either. Is that even part of it?
Yeah, it's in the 1950s and 1960s. Okay, okay.
The Age of Superheroes.
Shout out to that movie finally fucking coming out.
2018!
Woo-woo! Finally exists!
So I think that's a great transition over to whatever else we're fucking talking about this episode.
Yeah.
Man, weekly podcast, am I right? But
makes you wonder.
We were looking at the list and we were like, you know, what is our most anticipated movie or movies for 2018? And I'm super excited that Incredibles 2 is finally happening.
Yes, I agree.
It's the fans broken, Steve.
It wasn't broken like that last time.
It's always been like that.
It was standing up last time.
It's always been like that.
I'm actually really hyped for Black Panther. I think that one's going to be really cool.
Black Panther.
Even though, yes, it's another Marvel movie. I really hope it looks very like by the book, but I really hope they throw in some twists that they're just hiding.
I had to explain Black Panther.
4-hour cut.
Good lord.
They just finished filming, and it's a 4-hour cut right now. I'm willing to chunk out my entire afternoon for a 4-hour Black Panther movie.
A lot of exposition, probably.
A lot of ghosts. All coming out of the amulet, which is going to be the soul gem.
I've never read any of the Wrinkle in Time books, but...
That movie looks great. Looks
people dope. Were very excited about that one. Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim.
I hope that's really good. Yeager. I really hope that's good.
Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
My concern.
Still not sure if I want to watch it.
I'm absolutely going to go.
My concern with Pacific Rim is that was in development hell for so long. Like, how much is it going to still feel like Pacific Rim aside from just giant robots? Well,
Del Toro's only a producer on it.
Yeah, I mean that's what I'm kind of worried about.
One step closer to a Gundam movie.
I mean, hopefully it's still good. Like, I'm still going to go see it, of course.
Yeah.
But
I'm really excited to see giant robots fight other giant robots. Yeah. And then the kaiju coming back.
It's a Gundam.
Get in the goddamn robot!
Do you think RX-78-2 will just fly by?
Well, it's the size of their kneecap. Because the Jaegers are way bigger than Gundams.
Oh, yeah.
They're, like, monstrously huge.
I mean, they show...
I still don't know how I feel about Ready Player One.
I want it to be good.
It'll be fucking pretty.
That one might be a DVD popcorn movie for me.
Yeah, I don't... Just based on the book's content, like, it looks like they're not trying to change too much from it. And that concerns me. Just because, yeah, it's very Mary Sue.
But I'm trying to see if the size chart.
I'll see how it is. Maybe it'll be surprisingly good.
Optimus Prime.
Oh shit! I didn't realize New Mutants was supposed to come out next year.
Yep.
I keep looking at that poster, thinking it's always sunny.
I'm intrigued by it.
The yellow text does not help.
Yeah, it's the gray background with the yellow text.
Oh yeah, fucking Super Troopers 2 finally comes out.
I've never watched the first one.
You've never watched the first
movie season. Night.
So good.
I've had no interest.
We need to watch Get Out and Super Troopers.
So yeah, my most anticipated movie does not have a trailer yet. Comes out in February,
which is
God Particle.
Ooh yeah,
Cloverfield 3.
Yeah, I never saw 10 Cloverfield Lane either.
It's really good. But what makes me, and I'm actually more hyped up for the fourth one. So the third one is a bunch of astronauts go up to the satellite station as the aliens come in for Cloverfield, and they have to deal with the repercussions. The fourth one takes place during World War II.
Yeah, it's like the origin of it, isn't it?
Partially. But it like time freezes, and then they do some Twilight Zone and pop into a new dimension.
Yeah, but it's still like their time. It's still their like same time. Yeah. Like World War II, but just there's
World War II with the aliens. Yes.
Yeah. God. Han Solo movie is supposed to come out. I do not have high hopes for that one.
It's going to be a little
poo-poo. I do not think it's going to be good.
But we know we're going to see the origin of the gold dice, which he won off Lando in a game of Sabacc.
It's going to be one scene. Deadpool 2? That's
coming. Donald Glover is Lando, though. I mean, come on.
Yeah, this is probably the one bright point about that, but
new Chewbacca.
I'm sure Deadpool 2 will be fun as well.
Yeah. Bob Iger said they're not really, they're letting Fox still do whatever. But Aquaman comes out in December, and that's going to be really hypey. But even better is Bohemian Rhapsody also comes out in December.
Comes out Christmas Day, I think.
Starring Rami Malek as...
My God. There's a Purge movie called The Island. They're doing a fucking Battlegrounds movie.
Okay, that too.
Or Most Dangerous Game, or Battle Royale, or Battlegrounds.
Battle Royale took place in an office building.
Did it? I thought it was on like a...
No, Battle Royale was on an island.
Yeah,
that's like the one in the office building.
I know what you're talking about. It's the building goes into lockdown, and they have to kill each other to get out.
And then there's a sequel that also takes place in that same building while everything else is going on. I can't remember what
the
raid.
You're not thinking of The Raid, right?
No.
No, it's a Korean film, I think.
It's an American film.
No, it's not.
Either that or they redid it in America.
I don't know.
What? They're doing a Scarface reboot? What?
Yeah.
No, leave it alone. Leave Scarface alone.
I mean, what other stories can they tell with Scarface? The Belko Experiment.
Yeah. Belko Experiment.
I'm literally just going down the list of movies and see anything interesting at this point.
Canadian.
Oh, yeah, the Halloween reboot. It's apparently coming.
Are you just going down the entire
list? I'm literally just going down
the whole list. I picked, like, X-Men, four movies to talk about.
Creed 2? Really?
Dude, Rocky. Come on. Oh, James Gunn wrote and directed Belko.
Yeah.
Don't you know about Mortal Engines?
I am not excited for it.
What is Mortal Engines at anyway? I don't even know what it is. Oh, it's that weird, like, the mobile cities, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the artsy giant car movie.
What? James Gunn wrote the fucking film, and Sean Gunn is in it?
The fucking the Queen movie's coming out, too.
That's what Zach said. I said that like 5 minutes ago. You don't listen anymore! I've
been reading things on my screen.
You know what comes out the same day as Bohemian Rhapsody, though? Motherfucking Mary Poppins Returns. That's going to have Dick Van Dyke in it, yo.
But Rami Malek looks so good as Freddie Mercury.
Van Dyke.
Wow. Mortal Engines is actually a book series. Yeah. So I'm kind of I'm sitting there debating whether or not I want to go see it. It's an interesting concept, but
it looks weird.
London is attacking.
And that's the thing. I don't know if Bohemian Rhapsody might get delayed.
Yeah,
the director got fired for apparently getting in a fight with Rami Malek. And
I think right now it's still scheduled for December 25th.
Look, man, if Kingdom Hearts was scheduled for December 31st 2 years in a row, this movie can have its time.
You didn't have to go there.
Feel proud of yourself?
Yes.
Feel like a big man?
Yeah. Awkward Silence, the movie. Oh, dude, Panic and Anxiety, the movie. A Quiet Place.
Oh, no.
Sound design the movie.
No. Like, I want to watch that movie just to, for the sound design.
Zach's going to watch it on mute.
But at the same time, I'm just, like, horrified of actually watching it.
No, Zach's going to cover his eyes. Like, is the movie started yet? Guys?
I hear them walking.
Is that the credits I hear?
Here's a full orchestra. It's like, oh, God, we're safe. And it's an orchestra playing as the monsters are all just killing members one by one. But another, so Kayla and I went to go see Shape of Water, and I would like renege my vote as my favorite movie of the year to be this because of the musical number won me over. But there, they showed the new Conjuring trailer, or no, Insidious.
Yeah, Insidious 4, the final chapter, or the final key.
And it's really fucked because like one of the demon monster ghost things, they're, hands is just a bunch of keys, and it's chasing someone and knocks the girl to the ground and takes its key finger and pushes it into her throat as she's screaming, and then turns the key and all the sound gets muted. It's like, that's so cool.
That's fucking horrifying.
I need to watch the second Insidious, but
the second chapter
I want to see. I want to see those, and then I need to watch the Conjuring movies because apparently there's a Conjuring cinematic universe. All the Conjurings and the Annabelle movies tie back to each other.
Yeah, because Annabelle is a prequel.
Yeah, but like the last Annabelle ties to everything.
Yeah.
Even though it's still a prequel.
Annabelles aren't scary.
You say that, but I'm the jumpiest fucking person ever.
Horror movie.
You should see me in Dunkirk. Like, just some of those gunshots, I'm like, oh, I'm going to jump up. There it is.
Horror movie.
Yeah, watching that movie in IMAX when all the sound just gets blown out, it's like, couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, it's fucking loud.
Anyways,
it's like, oh my god, I'm actually here.
So speaking of Kingdom Hearts, video games anticipated for 2018 as well.
Because we're a bunch of gamers. His list out.
Bad things that don't get away.
So I only had like two or three that I was really excited for. There's Fire Emblem on Switch, whatever that's going to be. Dynasty Warriors 9, which they turned Dynasty Warriors into an open world game. Even the developers like, yeah, we didn't spend enough time between 7 and 8 to revamp the systems, so we took a break. And I'm like, oh my god, after 4 years, the next Dynasty War
we finally get
title comes out. Granted, they've been working on like Fire Emblem and Hyrule Warriors, but Spider-Man, PS4.
Yes,
yes.
That looks amazing.
They're using a Dan Slott storyline with Mr. Negative.
Oh, nice.
So maybe we get to see Cloak and Dagger also.
I've been seeing...
We also are going to get Miles in there confirmed multiple times.
Nice.
Yeah, he is in the first trailer.
Yeah, the first trailer they have like two kids filming on the street. One of them runs down the street. He's like, come on, Miles. And the kid turns around. And then the second one, they straight up show Miles. Not in his Kid Arachnid outfit, but...
But the other game I'm really excited for, it's Games as a Service, but Final Fantasy 15 because it just keeps going, and Wolf Among Us Season 2.
Yes, finally. It's been 4 years since the first
season came out. I've done my time!
I'm old, but, okay, I'm kind of worried, though, that they... Wolf Among Us is, like, I love that franchise.
Have you read Fables?
I have not gotten around to reading Fables yet. But I want to read Fables, I just have not fucking gotten to it. Quit giving me that fucking deadpan look.
Fables.
Anyway, but the latest Telltale games, they've been really spotty at best.
The new Batman was good, apparently. Just the way they had done the story.
I do.
Even though you got burned.
I fucking hated that story.
But this concept of Batman being friends with the Joker and then your actions lead to him becoming or not becoming the Joker is a really cool system.
Sure. Just fucking didn't like it. I don't know. One, Telltale needs to fix their fucking engine.
What engine?
They need to get a new engine.
Yeah,
Unreal 4.
The Telltale series.
But it's like, I really hope that Wolf Among Us Season 2 is like where they finally go back to those, like, all your choices actually fucking matter. Because that's why I felt like it's been lacking in a lot of the Telltale games as of late. Of like, oh yeah, I did something that didn't really matter in the end. It's like, oh, do I want to go down this path or this path? Yay.
True.
So hopefully this is their chance to turn things around.
And they said that it's not going to be a direct sequel to Wolf Among Us 1. So we're never going to learn Nerys' connection with Faith because they play out the entire first game as this crime noir story.
Mm-hmm.
So in a typical crime noir fashion,
it's not a cliffhanger at the end of the story, but it's just a hard stop. And it's like, what do you mean that's the end? So they did say that both the people that played Bigsby and Snow are coming back to return for the roles, and it's going to be another story about the two of them.
Sweet. That was one of my favorite parts about that series.
Have you read Fables?
No, I know they get married and they have kids.
Kid.
Spoiler.
Literally, the Holy Wolf Among Us is a prequel to Fables.
Issue 150 is a trade.
Dear fucking God.
Dear God.
Dear God.
Dear God.
Oh, dear God.
Other games I'm kind of like speculative on, but I'm interested as Detroit Become Human. It's a David Cage movie, so the guy who did Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls, which Beyond Two Souls was
press
very...
That to David.
Yeah. Jason!
Jason. There you go.
God, that glitch.
You go up the ladder, some arguments the right I've moment. Heard is that it's supposed to be this whole kind of like Blade Runner-esque storyline where it's like an android's becoming
You're telling me human. You don't play the cyberpunk game?
My concern is that I don't know how well he can do that kind of storyline. Because I haven't seen a ton. I've never played Heavy Rain. I haven't seen much of it either. So I just know that seems like his work's kind of divisive. And I'm not sure how well that story's going to do. It's intriguing, and I like the concept. I just don't know how well it's going to play out.
That's fair.
It's because I wonder, it's like, we've seen this kind of storyline before. It's like, will this actually be better than what we've already seen? So that's kind of where I'm at with that. I keep seeing Anthem pop up on the 2018 release schedule. I fucking doubt that game comes out 2018. Like, they need to
especially
fucking
after
get
EA
right.
just got roasted for microtransactions. That game screamed microtransactions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want a new suit? Like, microtransactions.
I want it to be fucking good.
It's how like Need for Speed. Like, you don't race to win parts anymore.
You actually. Fucking
it's a loot box system.
You pull a fucking slot machine for yep. things.
And that's how I thought Anthem was going to be.
I really hope not. Like, BioWare, I know you can write fucking great stories. I know you have it in you. Please do not prove us wrongly here. Like, there's another podcast I listened to, and they were talking about how BioWare should take all their writing skills and characterization and then take Bungie's, like, gameplay and put it together. It's like, then you have a great sci-fi shooter on your hands there. Because I would say that Mass Effect and Dragon Age's combat's decent, but in terms of like a shooter, Bungie is way ahead of like any of them. Like, Destiny's got like shooting mechanics and like the action is great. Like, that's probably the best part about Destiny as a whole.
Yes. I would like to renege Ni No Kuni 2. I forgot was coming out next year.
Yep.
Along with Project Octopath.
Mm-hmm. Octopath Traveler.
What is Octopath?
So it's made by Square. It's the same developers of Bravely Default.
Okay.
But it's a game. You pick one of eight character classes and you play that class the entire game. And each class is a different character and each character is a different story for the entire
nice.
Game.
Yeah, you have eight stories.
Oh, good lord.
And it's very traditional Final Fantasy style, like kind of
2D, 3D.
2D with a forced 3D perspective every now and again.
So they literally call it 2D, 3D.
Yeah.
2.5D.
No,
they call it 2D, 3D.
Because you go from 2D, and then at certain points you'll transition to 3D.
That's weird.
So it's not like it's like, we're kind of 3D. No, it's like 2D. Fuck your perspective.
Yeah, it's like you're in the middle of the battle, and it just tilts the screen 45 degrees. It's like, oh. But it's like, if you play a brawler, you can fight people in the street and push them out of your way. But if you play the female, I can't remember her class, you can seduce people into fighting for you.
I think she's the dancer.
Yeah. And you can seduce people. It's like, hey, can you get out of this door for me? And then they'll move out of the way. Yeah. And it's like, hey, can you actually fight in this battle for me?
It's like, oh, I'm fighting a hell beast. Hey, you random villager, come fight for me.
Yeah.
Yes, my lady.
That's so in my stomach.
My soul. It's ripping my soul out. Thanks.
Do you like this dance?
What if I give it a little shake? Like, all right, this is cool. Soul ripped out. It's fine.
She's just doing like the octopus thing. And it's like, I am healing you. Don't worry.
Hey, I'm helping.
But
I
forgot two games.
Bayonetta 2. I'm excited to finally play that since nobody fucking played it on the Wii U.
What's a Wii U?
Exactly.
To the point where even your dad was referring to it as the Wii 2.
Did he?
Yeah, after he installed the sync, he was hanging out for a minute to see, make sure nothing leaked, and we started talking about the Switch. He's like, yeah, they had the Wii and then the Wii 2. And I was like, I'm not going to correct him. He's not wrong, but it's not important enough.
Yeah, and it's like, Zach's planning on buying one. It's like, but there's two right there. I'm like, yeah, we had this conversation about his PlayStation already. Yeah.
He's like, oh, I saw a box right up there. I was like, yep, after we had this conversation. But I'm glad you did get your own, because then you got me wanting to play Persona 5
exactly.
again.
I knew that was going to happen. That's why I bought my own.
I'm playing Final Fantasy still.
You're eventually going to move out, and I'm going to want it. I want to play something on PS4, and I wouldn't have had one.
Nah. The PS5 will be out by then.
I hope not. Do not do it, Sony. Do not make a fucking PS5. There's no point.
Pacific.
There's no point.
Anyways, what else was on your list since I reneged?
Bayonetta 2 Anthem, I don't
see. What about Bayonetta 3?
That's not going to come out next year. Oh, Metro Exodus. Because I really like the first two Metro games. Like, they're fun. I'm very curious of what they're planning on doing with this new one. Because
new mechanics.
Yeah, I don't know what those mechanics are yet. Like, all we've seen are, like, the little E3 teaser from...
You can breathe outside, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. It looks like you have a fucking train that now, which has potential to make it more open world. I'm just very curious of what they do with that, because this is a complete departure from wherever the novels left off, so it's a completely new storyline. I'm very intrigued by it. It's supposed to come out late 2018, so looking forward to that. Red Dead Redemption 2, it's coming. I was never a huge Red Dead fan. Like, it's a good game, and I recognize that. It's just not really... I didn't go nuts for it like everybody else seemed to. Let's play it. Any thoughts?
Yeah. I'm not big on the franchise.
I'll be curious of what, if they do have a Red Dead Online. That's like GTA Online.
It won't be as in-depth as GTA Online.
I don't know what you can do. I mean, yeah, you're kind of
limited. Flying horses!
No, jetpack horse.
Buffalo stunt races.
Oh my god. Transform races, your horse just transforms constantly. But I'm not a big fan of Western games, because there's not, like, once you do everything, it's like, all right, what next? Because the online mode for Red Dead just
disappeared. It was just multiplayer.
Bunch of co-op missions.
Yeah, they shut down the servers, like, unexpectedly, just turned them off. And
like, oh, let me get my Switch.
Does this mean GTA 5 is going to happen now? And then it didn't happen for years.
And then GTA 5 happened, and it's continuing to happen. Yeah. I think the game came out in 2014?
The first...
Well, if you want to go 360, it was 2013.
Yeah. Was it 2013? Other 2011? Yeah,
no, I was living in Boulder when it first came out, so it was either 2012 or 2013.
And then that game's been going, and now they're like, Doomsday Heist, flying cars! And I'm like, this is Grand Theft Auto. It felt like F-Zero for a while when you play Cunning Stunts.
Yeah. You can hack a plane from a DeLorean in midair. It's like, this is GTA. It has happened.
It's amazing that the game just doesn't crash on itself all the time. Yes, it still crashes, but, like, constantly.
They've done their work.
Yep.
They've done their time.
I'm trying to think of anything else that's been...
Well, while you think, I'm going to go slap down some sick titles for you. God of War. Fuck yeah.
It's the Norse one now, right?
Yes.
I've never been a big, huge God of War fan.
Like, I love the God of War series, and the whole time, I'm like, I wonder if they're ever going to go into new religions. And then suddenly it's like, Norse mythology. Like,
that
fuck yeah, I get to kill Thor. Like, I get to kill Thor, Dad Odin, please God let me ride Sleipnir.
I mean, it's really just, it's not God of War, it's Dad of War now.
Yeah, I really hope the kid doesn't become a giant escort quest. Yeah. Like, at some point, I just want him to get kidnapped by Odin. Just like, he's mine now. Odin! And then they just kill all of the Norse gods. Do you think Idris Elba will be Heimdall?
No. I don't think they're going to pay him.
I mean, it's Sony.
Here.
They got Willem Dafoe for Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah, that's true.
Willem Dafoe and Alan Page. I think they're able to... dish out a little money if they want.
Will they? Because they have Kojima and all of his actor friends.
Kojima and friends.
I would be shocked if Death Stranding comes out at the end of the year.
It won't.
They said the development's actually like really, really ahead of schedule.
But because of the SAG-AFTRA strike, they couldn't film any of the mocap.
True, but they could still build the whole game around that and have placeholders.
And I still don't think it's coming out.
I would be shocked. I would like if it came out in like November or something. Like they announced it at E3, it's coming out this year. Surprise!
It's out now under your seats. Everyone look gets under a free your seats. It's a release date.
If you can figure out the secret Kojima code, you get the game early. No one understands Kojima. We know.
Well, it's like when they were designing the Kojima Studios avatar. It's like a skeleton man inside of an astronaut suit who's piloting a mech. It's like, what? Why?
Kojima.
Did you guys listen to that like explanation of the whole Death Stranding thing? Like, no. We've actually, like, what we've seen is actual, like, gameplay.
No, yes, I've heard that.
I kind of want to figure it out on my own. I want to, like, try and put the puzzle pieces together to be like, it all makes sense now. Norman Reedus was the magical fetus all along.
Well, yeah, it's because, like, the rain accelerates aging. Therefore, you have the fetus.
And the fetus is supposed to keep them from aging.
So you need to live long enough to train your clone to do the things that you do.
This is the actual explanation. You're just making shit up.
No, this is my concept of the idea.
Okay, because I don't want to know what people's explanation if someone's figured it out. I like speculation.
It just reminds me of not Duncan Jones. Who did Moon?
Yeah, Duncan Jones.
Okay, so Duncan Jones is the moon, where it's one guy just operating a mining facility on the moon, mm-hmm. and then he discovers he's a clone underneath the base, and it's all just a bunch of other clones of him. Like, the real Duncan Jones allegedly went back to Earth, but he's reliving the same week over and over again to keep the moon facility running.
Oh, please talk into the mic.
Sorry.
You were getting, like, it just sounded, you were echoed.
So, and I think in the same vein, Death Stranding, the baby is a clone of one of the major characters because they keep throwing the baby from one person to the next.
Right, but that means only one person can have the baby at one time.
It's a world of NPCs. Hot potato baby.
You are the baby.
That's the twist. Middle finger. You were always the baby.
All right, so I'm optimistic for Psychonauts 2 coming out.
That actually got confirmed, delayed till 2019.
Fuck you.
Wow.
Darksiders 3.
Yeah.
Could be.
I've never played Darksiders games.
No, they're making her Fury.
Oh, okay.
Which
that's not one.
That's not one of the Horsemen, but you can't really do. Yes, I'm gonna adventure around hell as Famine.
You're all hungry.
Like war. Could be like and a caster. War and death made sense because war and death kill things brutally. Like you can have brutal deaths without famine. It's like, I'm going to starve to death. And that's just the whole game. You sitting there like, you hungry? Yeah.
Good. It's like the root.
Darksiders 3.
The ring of Lucia. You just point at people. Just die. Die.
Well, she's the sister of the four horsemen, so they don't have to do pestilence and famine.
I could see them doing pestilence. Be very gruesome deaths. But again, famine. Yeah. It's just like, starve.
So according to the wiki, Fury is the sister, and she's on a quest to destroy the seven deadly sins.
Hmm. Interesting.
Rest in peace, anime.
Darksiders was fun. It was like,
Seven Deadly Sins comes out in January. Season 2. Come on, homie. Keep up with this shit. So excited. Also found out that Vesper in Hyperforce.
Oh, she's Rey from... She's Sailor Mars and... who are you going to say?
Hawk from Seven Deadly Sins. Hawk the pig.
Vesper. She's a robot.
Okay.
She plays transformative. We talked about this already.
No, we didn't.
Oh, sorry.
We looked at the title. It said Vesper's Betrayal. And I was like, oh, spoilers. And I was like, huh, I guess I need to watch it. Now, thanks for spoiling it for me.
She got hacked.
God. I'm only on episode 3.
Hey, me too. You didn't pick up on the fact she's a robot in episodes 1 and 2?
I just thought she was super aggressive.
Well, she said executing this. And I'm like, oh, yeah, she's totally a robot.
Yeah, I get the executing when she was piloting the fucking ship.
And then she talks about...
Who says executing and other than computer people?
Palpatine.
Execute Order 66. Sorry. Can't help myself.
But also, Kojima from Darksiders 3. Since someone just said to spoil something for me.
It's not really that big of a reveal.
Metroid Prime 4. I'm hopefully optimistic that it's going
to
come out in 2018.
I'd be excited for it to come out. I don't know if it will.
It's on a lot of lists for 2018.
It could be a late game for Nintendo to drop on us again. Kind of like how Mario came out at the end of the year.
Mario. The Last of Us Part 2.
I don't think that's coming out.
It's listed as 2018.
I think they're going to push it back.
Even on their like official releases, it's 2018.
Hear me out. This is what they have another
game. But hear me out. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Well, yes.
I'm not going to put that on my list because we all know.
Nothing knows about that. They have another. Sony has another game called Days Gone, which is another zombie survival game. I don't think they want to put two very similar stories out in the same year.
As of right now, it says 2018.
Okay,
so
yes,
that's why it's on my list of 2018.
I imagine it's getting pushed to 2019, though. I say February 2019 is when they drop that.
I could see it being like a holiday release for them. Because you think about like we want to bolster PS4 Pro sales,
but Spider-Man,
right around Christmas.
But if you have Spider-Man, that could easily come out November.
Yeah, if you put two AAA games out in the holidays.
But I don't know if they want to blow their load like that
to get PS4 Pro sales up. I would. It's a smart business move.
I don't know if you need
because
to.
We're competing with ourselves on two AAA title games. You don't really lose there.
Sure.
It's not like, oh, Microsoft's putting this out. Let's put something similar out. It's, we're putting this out. Let's also put this out.
Spider-Man's coming out quarter one, quarter two. So it could make sense. Last of Us 2.
It could.
He's just excited, Zach.
Trying to be realistic on it. I think it gets pushed back. Continue.
I've had games pushed back long enough for me.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing if it gets pushed back. I'm just saying it's probably going to get pushed back.
It's a terrible thing. I'll never buy it if they push it back. You hear that, Sony? I know you're listening. And then Pokemon Switch.
I'm curious to see what they're going to do with the Switch hardware.
I agree. Like, a lot of people are like, it's just going to be like Pokemon Coliseum, but with update, like a bigger rush. Like, and?
What's your problem with that?
Oh, God, a fully 3D open world Pokemon game with a full Pokedex. Darn!
Apparently, the 3DS ones that have been coming out, they're apparently made in 1080. So the resolution of that goes up to the Switch. But then they scale it down for the 3DS. So a lot of people are thinking that they're going to use that as their
Pokemon
base.
Pokemon Stars.
Yeah, they're gonna like use it as their base and then like actually make it like a fully fleshed out open world thing.
So here's what they do, because according to Pokemon I Choose You, that Steve and I watched, and you watch Ash fucking die.
I wanted the videos of like the crowd reactions at a theater so fucking great with Pikachu talks.
I hated that video because it was like if I was in that theater, I would be so pissed off at people.
I just love the universal reaction of just
like
what
is one thing. Like everyone's like, but whenever it's like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? It's like, shut up! We're watching a movie.
Because in I Choose You, his two teammates, Sorrel. He wants to be a Pokemon professor. He comes from
Unova.
No, he doesn't.
They both come from Black and White.
They
both came from Black and White.
No, Diamond and Pearl. Because Verity is Cynthia's daughter. She's Gen 4. That's Diamond and Pearl and whatever the fuck the third one was. Diamond, Pearl, and... Fuck.
Platinum.
Because he has Lucario. That's Gen 4 also.
Lucario.
They just kind of confirmed that it doesn't matter what region you come from. Pokemon,
but they both travel to Kanto. But in the same vein, if they're hyping up these two teammates instead of Brock and Misty... We're probably getting our Gen 4 remake, and that might be the Switch one. We're overdue for a remake.
I feel like that's a really bad move. Like, people want a new, like, actual...
No, they don't. They just want a fucking Pokemon game,
Zach. They want a fucking open world Pokemon game is what they've been wanting for years.
But those games are open world-esque.
Not really.
You're on rails, and you can do whatever you want, but... If you make it expansive and big enough, like, to the degree that the TV show is, like, it's open world.
Yeah. fucking, like, when people complain, like, it's just going to be Pokemon Coliseum, ask, like, what's wrong with that? I loved Pokemon Coliseum. It was a fully 3D. Like, if you take the battle system you made in Sun and Moon, where each attack, or most attacks have unique animations, and put that in Pokemon Coliseum, give it to me.
Yeah. The only thing is, if we do get a, like, actual Unreal Engine, I'm gonna be like, all right, turn off battle animations. This is gonna take fucking forever.
Yeah. Fast forward, please.
What is it, Sephiroth's Meteor?
Game crashed. It was trying to use Moonbeam or Moonblast, whatever Sylveon's special attack is. But
Knights of the Round, go.
What I really want, again, as cool it'd be to have like a Colosseum or a Gale of Darkness-esque, remake Gen 1. Have a whole new world fall in love with the Kanto region. Or finally give the fans what they want and just like do, all right, here are all of these regions.
There's no way. They've even stated, the only time they'll ever put that game out is when they're done with Pokemon Forever. Like, that'll be the final Pokemon game. It's just every region, every Pokemon. Here you go.
You slow down everyone's experience. So you're fighting the Elite Four in Kanto at, like, level 36.
Either that or have expanded levels. Don't just stop at 100. Fight the
Kalos. Level 1,000.
Fight the Kalos Elite Four.
How many gens are they up to? 8?
They're on 6.
6? Really?
7. Kanto, Sun and Moon and 7. 7.
Red, blue, gold, silver.
Ruby, Sapphire.
Ruby, Sapphire. Diamond, Pearl.
Black and white.
Black and white. XY.
Sun and Moon.
Sun and Moon.
7 yeah, generations.
I don't think they're going to do a Gen 8. If they do, kudos for them for not announcing anything so far.
Well, the way Pokemon works is that as one game is being developed, the second game is being written at the same time. So that's why, like, the third game uses the same exact engine with a few little touch-ups. Except, you know, freaking Mega Rayquaza is bullshit. Doesn't even need to hold a stone.
He just needs a move.
Yep. And I have a black Rayquaza.
Why he's gotta be black?
Because he's shiny, Steve.
Why didn't you say shiny Rayquaza? Why'd you say black Rayquaza?
Charizard X.
Rayquaza. I thought it was Rayquaza.
Doesn't matter. I had this conversation in the car with Steve that nothing pisses you off more than your childhood friend pronouncing a Pokemon name different than you. Yes, it's Groudon. There's no end.
Yeah, it's Groudon.
It's Rattata. No, it's Rattata.
Rattata. What was the one that started that conversation?
It was Rattata.
Was it Rattata?
I mean, you and me had the whole discussion of how Persona 5 can't get their pronunciations right.
Look, his name is spelled Sakamoto. You don't say
Sakamoto. I'm with you on this because they do the same fucking thing with On. Takamaki? Is it Takamaki? Make up your fucking mind game.
Look, I know these people, these voice actors, can say Japanese names. You got Jeremy Lee, who is in anime all the time. She can say Japanese names. Why did you have to change it up to Sakamoto? It is Sakamoto. Fuck.
Are we good?
Yes.
Okay. Recommendations from comics this week?
I've just only read Doomsday Clock, but it was pretty dope.
Oh, did you read it?
Yes.
So Zach and I were having this conversation yesterday. Mm-hmm. Comedian at the end of the comic.
Yes.
Manifestation of the brain tumor.
I don't think so, because it looks like Lex reacts to it too.
It could be a security guard shooting.
My reaction to it was, I think Manhattan knows that they've entered the universe, and this is him trying to mess with them. He's trying to just slow them down as much as possible.
I was not expecting Manhattan to appear so quickly either.
Yeah. So the flashback scene? Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows that she's pregnant then.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, why the fuck is this kid so important?
Well, because he did an eviscerator.
Yeah, that's why he brought Marionette with him.
Oh, to figure out why didn't you kill her?
No, it's to show him, like, you are still human deep down. Mm. Like, here is a proof of your humanity. You're not just some mindless machine.
Also, the fucking finger gun fight.
Also,
that was so fucking great.
The thing is, if he is transferred over, does he become a meta? Because we see the lockpick, him pulling out the invisible lockpick, and we see
the cuffs.
The handcuffs on the ground. So
they didn't dislocate their hands. Right. They're unlocked.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point. Isn't that his whole power is he minds?
He doesn't have powers. He's from the Watchmen universe.
Oh, that's true.
The only one with powers is Manhattan. So if he got transferred through...
Does that give them powers then?
Well, and because if you look through the back, there's all the articles that...
The meta experiment.
Yeah, that Ozymandias looked up, and the first one was about metagene.
That's true.
So maybe he got exposed to a metagene somehow.
Did you read all the newspaper articles?
I scanned through them.
Fascinating. It's really fun to read.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Doom... Now that we're actually like kind of getting more plot of like, all right, this is what we're actually doing with this story.
This is what I wish issue one was.
Yeah,
like the full connection, the full Monty.
Like have this whole be one issue. Like
60 page drop.
Like, well, like cut down on the whole walking through the prison thing.
And but we had to understand Rorschach.
Right, but you could have expedited the process a little bit instead of having 3/4 of the book being to just him walking through the prison and getting them.
Yeah.
Just move it along a little. And that's just me personally.
That's fair.
Also, neat little thing I found is the perfume bottle in Marionette's bag when they're in the lair was in the bank teller's bag.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's Ozymandias' makeup line. Nostalgia. That's why it's a...
The end.
Yeah. And then that's why when it first got revealed in Rebirth, it was the straight up OZ from the nostalgia bottle. And then it got changed in Superman when they decided Mr. Oz was going to be Jor-El.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that still doesn't make any, that's like the biggest bait and switch ever. Still pisses me off a little bit.
They might explain it in these next actions.
It's possible.
It's possible. Because they're doing the booster effect right now.
Yeah.
Great story. Booster Gold.
It's actually pretty solid so far.
Yeah.
I say.
So you did Doomsday Clock, Steve. How about you?
This is the only thing I read.
So I only read 3 things, which is Hawkman Found, Doomsday Clock, and Nightwing New Order. Which Nightwing New Order was fantastic.
Can't believe there's only one issue left.
Yep. And it's all... Boy, howdy, they set it up for a climactic finish.
Fucking Dick.
Fucking Dick Grayson. But what about Unpowered Superman?
Carrying Wonder Woman's sword. It's so cool.
What? And fighting Diane's side by head. Side with a one-armed Lex Luthor.
Yeah, he has a robot arm.
Nice.
But I was telling Zach, I'm like, this is the most brutal Batman death we've
seen.
Yeah,
boy howdy, though. Like, when it's like, you know, it happened right
in the image.
Flips through, it's like, oh!
And you can see his bones.
And yeah, and it wasn't just like beams going through head. It was going through his whole body because you can see like his hand breaking apart.
And it finally gives us the motivation of why Dick triggered the mutant explosion. Yeah, when
it
was
like, your dad's the one who made Bruce to stop using it. It's like, what? Then why did he use it? Well,
it's really cool.
Eviscerated his dad.
Yeah, about that.
It's really cool to see this story as a father and son story only, and then get that background context of what happened to Bruce, because that's everyone's question since issue one. It's like what happened?
Yeah, what happened to Bruce, and what made Dick do this?
Well, you know,
black kryptonite.
And I was telling Zach how Kate is like the true like big bad.
Yeah,
because they framed Dick as it for a while, and then
now,
it's
did they explain how Superman got the black kryptonite? Because they showed Lex, and Lex said, "I didn't do it."
Nope, I think it was Kate.
Probably.
Was it Kate or was it Bruce? Because I'm wondering if maybe Bruce was like, I'm going to be a sacrificial lamb.
Nah. Bruce wouldn't do that. He wouldn't make his best friend kill him.
Well, because you think about it, is Bruce wanted to use the device. Dick told him no. So what if he gave Dick a reason to use the device?
Oh, that would be terrible.
Yeah, that'd be fucked up. But
hashtag not my Bruce Wayne.
That is one of my theories. Now that you say Kate, I'm like, that makes a lot more sense. But my theory is like, that would be so much more emotional.
Yeah.
But for real though, Kyle Higgins knocking it out of the park.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited for Shattered Grid in March.
Dude, his Power Rangers story is going to be fucking off the wall. I can't wait.
When you make a Twitter post about what Power Rangers do you want to see in Shattered Grid, and it's like, take my list.
Freaking Yoshi Tsutaruso, who was the blue Power Ranger in Dino Charge. was like, I want to see the Blue Ranger from Ninja Steel, who's like incidentally his younger brother.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like biased.
The fact that Kyle Higgins still watches Power Rangers is really cool, because it's like, yeah, I know everything that's going on and I want to write these titles.
It's that whole thing of like the fans that grew up with the stuff are now writing the stories.
Fan fiction.
Ninja Steel, all fan fiction.
Ninja Steel is actually pretty good. I think they're saving the Nickelodeon Power Ranger series.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like what's going on in the anime world of like all these people who grew up with it are now creating things themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of that.
Yeah, the fact that Gundam's still going, it's like...
Gundam will never end.
I hope not.
I still need to watch Gundam Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts amazing. I still need to watch Iron Blood Orphans.
I watched like the first episode of IBO.
I watched a few episodes of it. I was like, eh, I don't know if I like it.
Okay. So what I read... Shit, you guys took the other two things. Spider-Man 5. Because it was really...
Spider-Man 2, 5.
Spider-Man 2, issue 5.
Fuck.
Starring Brian Michael Bendis, Justin Ponsor, and Sarah Pacelli. Boom. But,
starring?
As the creative team.
Just you see Brian Michael Bendis walk in a frame like, hey.
You know he does that, right?
No, I didn't.
He inserts himself. He and Dave Marquez are police officers in Ultimate.
Yeah, so anytime you hear there's a shot of a police station, just read everything that's going on in it, because it's always like a reference to the greater Marvel universe.
Or DC.
Yeah.
What the hell is a convergence?
What the hell's a rebirth?
So those are ongoing jokes, but Officer Bendis and Officer Marquez are two officers that work in the police station in the Ultimate Universe, just like how Scott Snyder actually exists in the DC universe, according to Gail Simone's Atom Run.
Does he?
Yeah, and this was before he started writing for DC. I was going to say,
like, how? It's really crazy. How does she know?
But anyways, Spider-Man 2, issue 5, brought back the only thing I ever wanted.
Which is?
Kid Arachnid.
The Ultimate Universe.
Oh my god, they confirmed it's back?
Yeah, I showed it to you.
Did you?
Yeah, while we were at dinner. It was after your second beer.
How much of the Ultimate Universe?
So, Peter and Miles are having a conversation about, like, I'm sorry, I should never told you. You didn't deserve being Spider-Man or anything. They are having a heart-to-heart, and Miles is like, well, it's really weird being your legacy while you're still around. In my universe, Peter died, and that's why I became Spider-Man. Then Miles goes on, has a conversation with Genki, is like, I think I'm done being Spider-Man for a while. Because the entirety of Bendis' run was him setting up for the new author to take over to do whatever he needed with Miles. So it's really cool and touching to see how Bendis goes back to square one. So
Miles, that's also they need to introduce for Champions movie. Sorry.
The 616.
Trying to remember who the last one I was missing.
The 616 Miles Morales, the one who's best friends with Kingpin, goes through the portal and arrives in New York City, goes to the coffee shop and sees his version of Barbara, who Miles just met in the 616 world as a teenage version of herself. Because continuity and Secret Wars and whatever. But as they're talking, you see a teenage Peter Parker swing by, stop someone, and then he looks up. It's like, I told you I had it. And it shows the entire Ultimates line. Like, Giant Man's there, Wasp, Hulk, Captain America, Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman, in her OG costume, thank God, not the Black Widow thing. That was really weird. And... more interesting enough, the Iron Man in that world is Riri.
Huh.
Hmm.
So what happened to Ultimate Tony then?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's this...
Brian Michael Bendis, I need answers.
Bendis, explain.
One of the final shots is Jessica Drew just looking at the in panel, smiling. And I'm like... So, I remember like 5 months ago, I'm like, will we ever see Jessica Drew? He's like, you know, that's one of my favorite characters. I really miss her too. Wait till Spider-Man 2 issue 5. I'm like, the fuck is that supposed to be?
Bendis power.
Yeah. Now that Bendis looks more like Nick Fury right now with his eye patch and everything, it's going to be interesting. So his run on Iron Man ends at 600. His run on Jessica Drew ends at 18. I think this is his last Spider-Man arc. And then he's officially going to ship over to DC. I'm not sure.
I think he said issue 240 of Spider-Man is his last one.
And I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm like, oh, I'm not ready. But he like rebuilt the Ultimate Universe. But now there's a part of me that's like bitter. That's like...
he's going to hand over his toy to someone else.
Yeah, like his playground is all there for someone else to play with.
It's like, oh, thanks for this beautiful diorama. What can I destroy?
And that's what Dan Slott says, too. It's like, my favorite thing about him is, like, all these people writing comics right now, they've never ruined a character. It's like their own spins. It's like when you're in the sandbox, literally, the creative sandbox, playing with action figures. Also,
which is different from, like, the 80s, where all of comics was, let me break your toys.
Yeah. And it's very interesting because Bleeding Cool just ran a rumor page, and it shows Peter Parker kissing Mary Jane. And I'm like, is that going to be one of Dan Slott's farewells? Because Marvel's been hyping up.
Doesn't he hate Mary Jane?
He doesn't like writing her.
But that just seems really weird if he twists that at the end, though.
I know, but it's like, if this is going to happen at the end of his run, if this is editorial coming down from the sky, this you know.
Maybe it'll be the Mary Jane he wanted to write.
Write a character.
Maybe you don't like the character, but you have an idea of what would make you like the character.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to use her. And then Bendis is like, she's an Iron Man now.
It's like, fuck it. Tony Stark's assistant then. Yeah. It's like, thank you for the toy.
Yeah, it's interesting. And because Marvel's been hyping up this big wedding that's supposed to happen this year. At the same time, like, Phoenix Resurrection's happening, and I forgot to pick that up just to see what was going on.
What the fuck happened to Mary Jane?
What is happening?
Or not Mary Jane, Jean Grey.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's really interesting to see, because with the new editor-in-chief, what direction they're going to go, and it seems like so far no one likes the direction.
Yeah,
everyone seems like, really I felt bitter. Really bad, because one of the comic, I think it was like Hollywood Reporter, is like 2017 was a really bad year for Marvel, and they list like a month-to-month breakdown of all the shit that happened, and I'm like, oh, you really don't need to do that.
But you don't need to go in-depth about why this, like, we know they were a dumpster fire.
You don't
fire
need to be Vice
year.
And just make a fucking sensational
the best line. 10, I mean 8 comics, you know,
because
what?
Because I didn't fucking read anything. Like, go fuck yourself. There were great stories this year.
Fuck you, Vice.
Fucking Vice.
Meanwhile, everyone's like, that writer is probably, like, getting
blasted.
Death threats
just
and something.
Getting blasted on Twitter.
Oh, he crucified himself, probably, by putting that article
out.
Oh,
yeah. Easily.
Like, Dan Slott chewed him out, Scott Snyder chewed him out, Gail Simone.
Probably going to be paraded through the streets naked while an old lady behind him rings a bell. Shame. Shame. Shame.
All right, I think that's everything.
What a way to end.
Shame. Thank you guys. Help bring out our new year by leaving us a review, because you can listen to us on the iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and other major podcasting websites. Also,
download our RSS feed.
Yeah. Leave us a review. Leave us a comment, because we would love to talk to you and talk about you. You can either hit us up on Twitter or the Facebook or
z2podcast.com/comment
and talk
Please
to
comment.
Us there.
Tell us what you want from us. What do you want to see? What do you want to hear?
Yeah, today was very much like, what are we going to do?
Give us constructive... If you want to see something stupid, let us know. Give us ideas. Help us improve the next year. Because I went back and, just for shiggles, I looked back at the... our Nuzlocke video. We had 2 comments on there. One of them from Mr. Adam Bush, saying, do more. And someone I don't know,
yeah,
a random person, who said they want to see a part 2.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to find one that works. Apparently Heart Gold works better than Soul Silver did.
We're working on it. Because Gold's better.
Maybe
Sun.
We
all
don't
about
put
that
so
ho-
much crazy customization to it. To where we get
no, it's
fucking...
the same amount.
Oh, God.
But are we just... Heart Gold actually runs better than Soul Silver did.
Okay.
Are we just customizing Pokemon this time instead of everything?
We're customizing. Because
I know you can customize, like, Pokemon types.
And... Oh, no, that wasn't in. So okay. The original customization was the Pokemon, their movesets, and trainer names. And that was it. Yeah. I think we're going to keep those 3 things. I still need to find a good Heart Gold ROM to do it with, and then we'll figure it out. But part 2, eventually in 2018, maybe. That's our New Year's resolution.
Let's say the comment that I saw was from 8 months ago, so...
It's been a while.
Someone liked us? Shit.
Yeah, there was another person besides Adam in the comments who said do a part 2.
Do we ever do those worms?
No, those never came out.
No. I have them on the hard drive, but I just recently found the hard drive.
Neat. Do we have any reviews from iTunes, like new ones to read?
No.
Okay. 2018, make it the year of reviews. If you listen, like I said, you listen to us, just take 5 minutes to write a review. Take 2 minutes to write a review. Just throw a 5-star like, these guys are all right, I guess.
Like I said, I'm pretty neat. Really open to reading comments live and just saying nice things about you, the audience, because you like listening to us.
Yes. I had an idea that I'm going to pitch to you guys later, but off the air. Okay. Secret. Super okay. Secret.
Super
let's,
secret.
Let's go.
Wait.
Hold. Hold fast.
No, never mind.
No.
Okay. Peace out, internet. Love you. Happy 2018.